So tell me, what does Michael Heiser believe? What do you think this is all about? What's it all about, Alfie?
What's it all about, Alfie? I think it's about, I do believe that in God's eyes, every human being is his imager, that it was his original plan that every human being be with him, manage the cosmos with him. I'll try not to wax too poetic here, George. that was the original intent. I do think that there was an entrance of evil into the world. Humanity did fall. And instead of abandoning humanity, God said, okay, now we've got to have a plan. We've got to have a plan that both satisfies me, because this is bad, sin is bad. I'm God, you're supposed to obey me. But also, I love you, and I don't want you to fall by the wayside. And the plan that God came up with was, I'm going to redeem you myself. It's not up to you, because you're frankly not going to do it well. You're not going to make it. You're not good enough. And so I'm going to take steps that you come back to me. And I look at the Old Testament as nothing more, you know, than this war between good and evil. You know, we can talk about the sons of God. We can talk about the watchers. We can talk about who the enemy is. But fundamentally, it's God reclaiming humanity as his own family. That is it in a nutshell. And God's efforts to do that and the opposition that God has met and has had to deal with, both from people, their own, you know, hearts, and also from outside forces. I think that's what it's about, reclaiming humanity as part of his family.
I'm going to ask you this just because I want to frustrate you. Okay, I agree that we eventually get to a creator. I've always believed that. I don't know exactly what it is or how it's done, but I do believe there's a creator. We can deal with it in spiritual terms, religious terms, whatever we want to do, but there's no question in my mind, and it's obvious in yours too, that there is a creator. The question, though, Mike, is what created the creator?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Well, that assumes that the question needs to be asked and answered.
On this show, it has to be.
Of course, it's fair game for this. You know, my view of creation is that you must have a first cause, and the first cause has to be independent of creation. What that means is that the first cause is either A, uncreated, and that's the most coherent, you know, option, or B, is of some other time of creation that doesn't fit in everything that was created. And that sounds so convoluted, which is why I say the first option is a lot easier to express. You have something that brought everything else into existence. And that means that the something that did that was itself uncreated. Now, this isn't theology necessarily. This is Aristotelian logic. This is philosophy. And I don't think philosophy is a swear word. Some people who are into biblical study, oh, you don't do philosophy. You got to stick with the Bible. Well, you know, the early church fathers would have thought that was silly. And I would agree with them. I think you need to analyze what the text says as well, you know, through logic and philosophical categories. And so I would say that there is this entity that was separate from creation, that brought everything else into existence, and he was not created. He is the first cause, so on and so forth. Everything extends from that. Even if you get the baby universe model, well, our universe was just burped into existence by another universe. Well,
right.
Somebody had to start that, because you only got three options. Either everything is here, everything created itself, which is kind of a logical conundrum. Everything came from nothing, or everything came from a creator, some sort of first cause. Now, in my mind, the third is the most coherent, because the second one says everything is here because of nothing. That doesn't make any sense. And the first one presupposes itself. It's circular reasoning. Everything created itself. Well, how did that start? Why was it here in the first place? Well, because it was here. I mean, you keep going in a circle. There's no coherence to it. So that's why I fall into the third category of needing a first cause. It's for philosophical reasons.
Well, but why then was evil created? I mean, why did we need that? You know, if we got this great creator and we have the ability to have this wonderful universe,
I think
why throw this into the mix?
I think evil is the price that God had to pay for not making us robots. In other words, as soon as you decide to give your creatures,
free will,
your humans, free will, as soon as you make that decision, you know that they'll use it. And you're not always going to like the way they use it. But you deem that better than if they had no mind of their own. Because if they have no mind of their own, how can they choose you? How can they choose right? How can they love you? There's no freedom in it. And so I think evil is the price that God had to pay.
That's one of the best answers. One of the best answers I've heard on this so far. You know, theologians have been going through this for years, and they can't come up with an answer, Mike.
I think it's pretty simple. I look at something like that pretty simply. I'll admit it, but to me, it makes sense.